Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday will have more to say about the historic Iran nuclear deal when he holds a news conference at the White House to continue promoting the agreement. Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress, as well as leaders such as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, disagree with President Obama's assessment of the deal. That deal was reached by Iran and world powers on Tuesday in Vienna. He contends that it will cut off all pathways that Iran has to develop a nuclear weapon. In an interview with the New York Times, Mr. Obama said the agreement achieves the basic goal that even critics agree with, that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. This is our best option to make sure that not just for the first 10 years, but for years afterward, we have a verifiable inspection regime. Greek lawmakers are set to vote Wednesday on tough new bailout legislation. As we hear those lawmakers now, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is pressing the lawmakers to support harsh reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for badly needed cash. Members of Parliament are spending the first part of the day discussing the bill and will vote on it afterwards. China's economy grew at a slightly faster than expected pace in the last quarter. That's according to official data released by Beijing on Wednesday. The second quarter growth rate of 7% is equal to that of the previous quarter, but China's slowest quarterly rate of expansion since early 2009 following the global financial crisis. The world's second largest economy has seen an unexpected quick economic downturn in recent years. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday that Kurdish fighters in Syria continue to use child soldiers despite a pledge to stop doing so a year ago. Human Rights Watch says the People's Protection Unit, or the YPG, has made some progress in demobilizing some child fighters, but that local and international organizations have documented 59 children who have volunteered or been recruited. The rights group says it's been able to itself verify 7 of those cases by speaking directly to the family. The report said the UN verified hundreds of cases involving the YPG, the Free Syrian Army, the Nusra Front, and the Islamic State Group. A group of human rights organizations is pressing U.S. President Barack Obama to use his upcoming trip to Kenya to press the government to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch released a letter Wednesday on behalf of 17 rights organizations. The letter said the organizations are concerned that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is undermining Kenya's constitution as well as its commitment to international human rights law under the pretext of promoting national security and combating terrorism. United Nations Children's Fund is warning up to 1.3 million people in battle-scarred areas of eastern Ukraine are facing a serious water crisis. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The water crisis is centered in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The United Nations Children's Fund reports fighting in this region has seriously disrupted the supply of safe drinking water for up to 1.3 million children and adults. It says more than 470,000 people in rebel-controlled areas of the Luhansk region also lack a good water supply. This, it says, is forcing many families to travel to neighboring villages to get water from functioning wells. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek a peaceful end to the 14-year-old war. The Taliban leader, Mullah Omar, annually releases messages in connection with the Eid festival, justifying the group's war in Afghanistan. But Wednesday's statement offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. A German court has sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison for working as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz death camp during World War II. The court Wednesday handed down its sentence for Oskar Gronig, finding him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. Most of the prisoners were gassed to death soon after arrival. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.